Mike DeWine took to a podium in the Ohio State House on Tuesday afternoon for his first. Governor Mike DeWine took to a podium in the State House Tuesday afternoon for his first State of the State address. It was a wide-reaching speech, but a common theme was building for the future. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports.
After 7 years of former Governor John Kasich moving his State of the State speech throughout Ohio, Mike DeWine brought his first one back to the State House, where he talked about his basic philosophy.
I take the world as I find it and do everything I can to try and make it better. And through the budget we will propose, we just want to make lives better for all Ohio families.
That was one of several times when all lawmakers, regardless of party affiliation, rose in applause. At one point, DeWine asked his cabinet members who deal with health and human services, all of whom are women, to stand. He told lawmakers they'd work as a team to create a new public health fund working on substance abuse, mental health treatment, and crisis support for children.
Their focus will be on people, and they will work with you, members of the General Assembly. They will work with you.
DeWine got another standing ovation when he talked about the need to back Ohio's teachers.
And let me just take a moment while we're talking about education to thank all the teachers in Ohio.
That was quite a contrast to Kasich's speech in 2011 when teachers and other unionized workers protested his support of Senate Bill 5, which made major changes in collective bargaining. It was overturned by voters that year. DeWine said he likes a Senate bill to clean up and protect Lake Erie, and he went one step further.
We're going to create a new fund called the H2 Ohio Fund to invest in targeted solutions to ensure safe and clean water all across the state of Ohio.
But as with his public health fund, DeWine didn't offer any financial details. DeWine spent the first third of his speech on his proposed 18-cent gas tax increase, saying he knows some lawmakers might be tempted to try to reduce it. But he says every cent is needed just to maintain the roads and bridges as they are now.
And I ask you for the bare minimum. I didn't want to play games with you. I didn't want to overinflate it. I wanted to tell you the truth.
DeWine says passing anything less would be simply irresponsible.
That's Joe Ingles reporting. And just hours after DeWine urged lawmakers to leave his proposed gas tax increase intact, House Republicans voted to do the opposite. State House correspondent Karen Kassler has that story.
Beginning October 1st, 2019, Ohio's motor vehicle fuel tax will be increased by 10.7 cents on gasoline and 20 cents on diesel.
House Finance Committee Chair Scott Olslager said it'll be phased in over 3 years to raise $872 million, and it won't be indexed to inflation, so it won't increase every year.
The increase will be divided 60-40 between ODOT and local governments, providing an additional $523 million to ODOT and $349 million to local governments.
Registration for electric vehicles would be $200 and hybrids $100. And public transit funding would go from $40 million to $70 million. DeWine had said the 18-cent increase would bring in $1.2 billion and says this proposal is grossly inadequate. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.